We learned that Rabbanan Minakavi said that a balcony that's 24 by 22 tefachim, if you cut a hole 4 by 4 in the middle, you can draw water from underneath that hole into the water below, because we view the sides of the boards as being folded down and acting as 10 tefachim walls on each side of the hole. I said if the balcony is within 3 tefachim to the wall of the house, the length of the board only needs to be 4 amas, which is 24 tefachim, but the width only has to be 11 tefachim and a little bit more, because the house acts as one wall. The board only needs to be carved out 1 tefach plus a drop to make the 4 tefach hole. When the boards are viewed as folded on the sides of the hole, they'll be 10 tefachim long, but only need to be a drop more than 1 tefach wide, because with love it, they'll be 4 tefachim wide. And the wall opposite the house will be a full 4 tefachim and 10 tefachim long board. Or wall. Abai said if the board was standing vertically, so that it's parallel to the house and was placed less than 3 tefachim from the house, the board only needs to be 10 tefachim long and 6 tefachim plus 2 minute amounts. 4 tefachim will be used to create a wall opposite the house, and a tefach plus a drop will be bent to be used as side walls on each side of the hole, which through love will be viewed as a 4 tefach wall. If one of the son of Rabbi Yeshua said, if the vertical balcony was situated at an inward corner of the house, the board only needs to be 10 tefachim tall and 2 tefachim plus 2 minute amounts wide, because the house acts as two walls of the hole. The board is placed so that when viewed as folded, each one tefach plus a tiny amount is within 3 tefachim to the wall, and through love it they act as the remaining two walls, which enclose the 4x4 hole. Based on the above situations, the only time that you need a 24x24 board is really when it's freestanding on legs, not near any walls. Zok the Mishnah, if a stream of water passes through a chatzar, its source is before it enters the chatzar, and it ends after it exits the chatzar. You're not allowed to draw water from the stream unless a wall of 10 tefachim is placed within the ear space of the stream at its entrance to the chatzar and at its exit from the chatzar. A stream that's 4 tefachim wide and 10 tefachim deep gets the status of a kamalus, and transfer between is Nishus Rabban, and Nishus Yachid is therefore prohibited unless there are walls that are put in place. Rabbi Yehuda says the walls that enclose the chatzar at ground level act as the walls for the stream as well. Rabbi Yehuda said there was a stream in the place named Ovel, where the people drew water with the approval of the Zekanim, even though there was no special walls within the airspace of the stream. The Chum said to Rabbi Yehuda, that stream was either not 4 tefachim wide or not 10 tefachim deep, and therefore it wasn't a kamalus and didn't need walls, and that's why it was considered part of the Nishus Yachid, and he didn't need special walls. So Gemara Braisa says, like our Mishnah, if the stream doesn't have 10 tefachim high walls at these streams entrance or exit, the water cannot be drawn from it on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda said that the walls around the chatzar act as the walls around the stream. Rabbi Yehuda then brought the story, like he said in the Mishnah. The Chum responded like he did in the Mishnah. Braisa says, if a stream of water passes under the windows of a house, if it is less than 3 tefachim wide, one may lower a pail from the window and draw water. If it is more, it may not be done. Rabbi Galil says, if it is less than 4 tefachim wide, you're allowed to lower the pail and draw water. If it is more, it may not be done. What is it that we're talking about? That is machlekes, that's at a maximum width, which would still be allowed for drawing water. If it's referring to the width of the stream, that would mean there's a machlekes with regard to how wide an area must be to get kamala status, but yet Rav Dima and Rabbi Yechon said that an area must be 4 tefachim wide to get kamala status, and no one seems to be arguing with him. The machlekes is regarding the banks along the stream. If it's less than 3 or 4 tefachim, depending on machlekes, it's considered to be makom patur. So the people in the houses may lower their pails from the Rishus HaYochid onto the makom patur, and from there into the stream, and then from the stream back onto the makom patur, and from there into the house, and everything's okay. In fact, Rabbi Yechon said that the makom patur can't be used to transfer from one Rishus to another. He said that regarding Rishus HaYochid to Rabbim, where transfer direct would be deraisa. In this case, only derabanan, because between Rishus HaYochid and the kamalus, that's why we would allow it to makom patur in between. When we explained in an earlier mission in Masechet, the fact that Gemara Rabbi Yechon said that if two chatzeris, which didn't make a joint area, are separated by a wall that's less than 4 tefachim thick, people of each chatzer may bring food on the top of the wall and eat it there because it's makom patur, but they're not allowed to transfer from one to the other chatzer. We see Rabbi Yechon applies this prohibition of transfer even to the case of derabanan. Zechmar Ze'iri is the one who said this last halacha in the name of Rabbi Yechon. However, Rav Dimi would say that Rabbi Yechon did not prohibit transfer in the case of derabanan. In fact, according to Ze'iri, has Rabbi Yechon allowed transfer from the pail from the Rishus HaYochid and the kamalus via the makom patur? Where it says, Ze'iri says, the machlekes in the Mishnah is regarding the width of the stream itself. And he'll say that Rav Dimi's halacha regarding the width of a kamel is actually machlekes between Tanaim and our Mishnah. In fact, even if it's not large enough to be considered a kamelis, since the stream is an offshoot of a larger body of water, it should be considered to be like the crevice of a kamelis, which is an offshoot, and which just like the crevice of Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaRabim, the crevice of a kamelis should be a kamelis. Sabaya bar Oven and Rav Hanina bar Oven both say there's no din of a crevice of a kamelis as there is by Rishus HaRabim. Rav Ashi said it could be that there is a din of a crevice of a kamelis. However, that's only where it's close to the area that's a full-fledged kamelis. This area is distance from where the stream is wide enough to be a kamelis, and therefore it's not considered to be a crevice of a kamelis. Ravina says the mission is referring to where the person made small blockages to the stream at the entrance as the exit of the chatzar, but the two sides of the blockage were not completely across the stream. Machlekes says how far the pieces of the blockage can be from each other and still be considered to be complete. That's a question of regular love, and that's whether Rabbanan and Rav Shimon and Gamliel take on their normal stances requiring either less than 3 tefachim or less than 4 tefachim, as they always all over hold for loved. Zok, the mission of a balcony juts out over a body of water. One may not draw water from down below unless there are walls 10 tefachim high around the balcony or the 4x4 hole or the 4x4 hole in the balcony, whether the walls are on top or underneath the balcony. If there are two balconies, which juts jutted out over the water, and one is situated less than four tefachim away from the other. If only the upper balcony has walls around it, neither balcony may draw water until an eiv has been made between them. So Gemara, our Mishnah doesn't follow Rechanami Mekavi, who said that we view the straight board as bending because it requires actual walls to be put in place. Rabbi Yosef ben Zimra said, Rechanami Mekavi only said this halacha regarding the balcony over the Yam Shel Tveria, because that's anyway surrounded with sea banks and cities and karfifois, he would not be as makeable with other bodies of water. Abraisa says, Rechanami Mekavi was matter three things to the people of Tveria. Number one, they may draw water from a balcony, as we just explained above. Number two, he said, if they collect the leftover straw from the field to use it for storing fruit, even if the straw is still damp from dew, it does not make the fruit mukshel kabel tuma, because absent specific intent, we say that he collected it early in the morning when it was damp, not because he wanted it to be red, rather because he had other work to do later and he couldn't wait till it dried. And number three, he allowed them to dry themselves with a towel after bathing on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Rabbi Bar Huna said the Mishnah only allows drawing water if the walls were put in place. However, disposing of water from the balcony would not be allowed. Shizvi asked, why is it different than the Mishnah that allows disposing of wastewater into a cesspool, even when the cesspool is at capacity and the wastewater being disposed will overflow out of the chatzar? Mar says, in the case of a cesspool, the waste absorbs into the ground, so the one who is disposing the water does not intend for the water to go beyond the chatzar. When disposing from a balcony, it unquestionably will be moved out of the shizayachar, and therefore is prohibited. Another version said, Rabbi Bar Huna said, just like drawing water is allowed, so is disposing the water from the balcony. Of Shizvi asked, it's obvious because based on the Mishnah with the cesspool. Mar says, we would have thought that in the case of a cesspool is allowed because it gets absorbed into the ground, and there's no chance to have the water go out of the chatzar, which is different over here. That's what we have to say over here. Also, it's allowed to dispose of the water.